Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Good evening. Welcome to Fearless Generations. We'd like to take just a moment to remember the reason for the holiday we had today, and that is to remember all those who have fought for freedom in our country. As a Memorial Day, an opportunity to think about our own family and all those other men and women who have fought in wars to keep our country free. My grandfather fought in World War I in France, and my father fought in World War II, and I always like to stop and remember on Memorial Day the service that they gave to our country and all of the men and women that are now giving service to our country. And I have a granddaughter who's serving in the Navy right now. So three generations of my family have served our country in the armed services. So I just wanted to take a moment to express my gratitude to all those who have served and those who have given their lives to keep the values and freedoms of our country available to all of us. So happy Memorial Day and welcome to Fearless Generations. I'd like to welcome my co-host, Kelly Fox. She's just back.
Hello.
A lovely day in Yosemite, which here in California, that's one of our national treasures, is the Yosemite Valley with the beautiful waterfalls and the lovely forest. So how was your day, Kel?
It was pretty fun. Pretty fun. So the last time we went to Yosemite, I was pregnant with Griffin, and it was kind of a cranky day for me. And, I was really like, I want to, because we go at least once a year. We try to go at least once a year to Yosemite, especially now that we're even an hour closer living in Fresno. And we've been going since Daniel and Arisa. With our first picture at Yosemite is with Daniel and Arisa, and I think Arisa is like maybe 2 years old or something like that. And and then we have these specific points in which we take these pictures, so you can, when you look at them now, you can see from when there was just four of us to now where there's eight of us, and it's just fun. And we have these specific, picture points. And, last time I went, I was like, okay, we got to get these picture points. And then, we got to do this. And I was really kind of a stink about it. And nobody was really participating in the pictures the way I wanted them to. Today, I really didn't care. I mean, we still took our pictures at our specific points. But, we were, on the way there, I was like, I want to make new memories. I want to do new things, And I was kind of saying that because we go to Yosemite a lot. And so I was thinking, I like going to Yosemite, but I want to go somewhere where we've never been before. Well, my husband doesn't always listen to me when I'm talking like that, but today he did. And so every time we came up to an opportunity where we could do something new that we hadn't done. And I'm like, I don't know. We've never done that before. We have the baby, I don't want to get us in a situation that we don't know. And he's like, you said you wanted to do new things. You said you wanted to make new memories. And I'm like, really, really? This is the one time you listened to me? But we did. We had a lot of fun. We always take a picture in front of Bridal Veil Falls. That's one of our picture points. But we never go down the trail to the falls. We never go to actually see the falls. And today he was like, go, because, oh my gosh, Bridal Veil Falls is normally not that big of a waterfall when we go and see it, because we normally go after it's kind of tapered off. But going today with all of the snow that we got this season, it was just massive. I mean, it was a massive waterfall, and they really wanted to go and see it. And so we went and checked it out. And when we were going up to the look point, that they have you go and, like the picture point, whatever, you know, right next to the waterfall, the mist coming off of the waterfall was so massive that we got soaked, like Niagara Falls soaked. Well, maybe not that bad, but we got pretty soaked. And everybody was having fun. Griffin was kind of flipping out. You know, he had no idea what was going on. So I was wearing him on my chest. So I didn't stay up there very, very long. I started my trek back before everyone else. But, I mean, we got soaked. I could barely even see out of my glasses because there were so many drops of water on them. And, you know, Jay was referring to it as it was like being in a rainforest. And Daniel, my oldest son, was like, it was like being in a monsoon. So it was kind of fun, you know. I think they'll remember that trip to the waterfalls. And then when we went to Yosemite Falls, which is our normal trek, we went a different direction because we couldn't park where we normally parked because that parking lot was closed off. It was full. They weren't letting anyone else park there. And we were so lucky to even get a place to park near the falls. We thought we might have to just skip it altogether because the parking was just ridiculous today. There was nowhere to park. And we just happened upon these people pulling out right when we, you know, could pull in, and we got this perfect spot. It was funny, while we were walking towards the trail, which was almost basically right where we parked, this guy was like, do you feel like you won the lottery? And I was like, yeah. Because they had just happened to get a spot as well. Like, we had to circle the park twice to even be able to find that spot. So yeah, it was pretty cool. Because in Yosemite, a lot of the roads go one direction. So you have to circle the whole park before you can come back to some spot. So that was pretty cool. We also stopped and had, like, normally we'll eat our sandwiches or whatever we take up for lunch in the village, at Yosemite Village. They have this area with tables and chairs, and we'll sit there and we'll eat. Well, normally we go in the off season, and so there's nobody there, so we're not fighting for a table. But the restaurant that they had there was open, and so that area was just packed. We couldn't go there. And we couldn't park in an area, so we were like, where are we going to eat? So we did something new, and we found a picnic area, and we actually sat at this really dirty table, and and we ate our sandwiches and stuff, and it was fun because the kids kind of got to run around, which they normally, you know, don't get to do because, you know, we're always afraid of cars because, you know, we're either on a trail or we're in an area where cars are going back and forth. So it was really fun. Oh, and then we walked to Yosemite Falls a different way than we normally do. And it actually turned out to be pretty cool because the way we normally go, at the very end, it's pretty steep and stuff. But this other way we went, it was a little bit longer. But it was very flat. It was a very easy walk up to the fall. So that was really cool. And that fall, oh my gosh, we got wet on that one too. But it wasn't as wet because you don't get as close to the actual fall coming down at Yosemite Falls than you do at Bridalveil. So, but it was so fun. The kids were just like going ballistic with the water. They're just like running around, and there were so many people there. Normally it's not as packed when we go because we don't normally go on a holiday, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. We took a lot of pictures and we had a good time, even with my drama queen daughter, even with her drama that she likes to do. I think we still all had a really good time, so that says a lot.
Yeah, well, that's good. So I was listening to you talk, and I'm thinking, well, I was looking back over the 8 steps on the pathway to freedom, and I was thinking, how many of those steps did you engage in today? You know, first of all, you were willing to pack up your 6 kids and and make a connection on the car, in the car, and make a connection to experiences and making memories. You are accountable to each other. You are in the present moment. You certainly looked for the possibilities, and you had compassion for Lily. So what, you just really did it all.
Yep. The whole time we were there, like anytime something came up, Jay's like, well, possibilities. So we definitely had fun with it.
I think that's common vocabulary, common understanding, you know, of the pathway to freedom, how to take any situation, even if it's challenging, and turn it into forward motion.
And I think that's the point when you're walking this path to change or to freedom, your life is fun, you know, because that's how you're choosing to see it. You know, you're choosing to see the possibilities. You're choosing to surrender to what's coming next. You've detached from, you know, the outcome or the expectations, right, of what the day is supposed to be. And you just let it be what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, I mean, it was a little bit challenging with the parking situation because normally we can just go in and park real easily at our different spots and, you know, not really have that much of a struggle with that. And that was a big challenge today, but, you know, we just like, okay, well, we'll just go back around and we'll see if we get lucky this time, you know, or we had to park a little farther away. So we had to, you know, walk a little bit more. And then all the meadows were flooded. So that was really interesting too, because there's a lot of open meadows in Yosemite and they were all flooded. And so it was just like, it was almost experiencing the park for like a new time because you were kind of looking just everywhere because there were all these just random waterfalls as well, because there's just so much water and, which is not normal for California. You know, there were just all these just little random waterfalls that were all over the park, just coming down off the cliff, and or waterfalls that we normally don't get to see because, you know, we go late in the season and so the water's already gone. So it was just really cool. And
we have a couple of really hot days that because we have so much snow, there's a lot of concern in our area for the flooding. So this is just an indication of exactly what is going to, you know, probably happen here in the near future, where we're going to have our reservoirs so full that they're going to have to be letting water out. They're already letting water out in anticipation for the snow melt that's going to be coming, the runoff that'll be coming from all the snow. So a lot of people in our area have been up to Yosemite this weekend because it's a 3-day weekend and it's one of the favorite spots for a lot of people in our area to go and visit. It's cooler there in the mountains, but although you go down into the valley and it's usually warm in the valley, but on the trip up to the rim to go down into the valley, there's it's really much cooler than it is here. Although it was supposed to be 95 today, it didn't even hardly get past 80. So it was not as hot as anticipated.
It was really nice today. It was really nice, and there was a breeze, so it wasn't that bad. And also, we were all wet because Bridal Veil Falls is the first stop when you get. It's our first stop when we get to the the valley floor, and so we were all wet after that.
Well,
so they all put their jackets on, and they were all, it's cold.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. It's a good example of how you can integrate these steps on your pathway to change. And I think the change that we're talking about is the ability to be positive in whatever situation we find ourselves, whatever the circumstances are. We can be positive and we can enjoy our journey. And so that's a good example of that. This past week I had the opportunity of graduating the group of people that I've worked with all year in a program called Leadership Tulare, and had a real wonderful class, and we've just really enjoyed each other's company, and they've been on a journey of learning about our community and a pathway of community service and ways that they can make a difference in our community in a variety of ways. And so we had their graduation this past week, and it's always a pleasure for me to see their growth and to participate with their families and celebrate their accomplishments. So they were on a journey that really involved these steps as well, because they had to have a desire and a willingness to commit quite a bit of time and effort as they connected with one another and then connect with the different components in a city that make it work: education, healthcare, public safety, county government, and be accountable to the homework and to the assignments that they had to do, and be able to see the possibilities for their future as they go forward in our community to see what they can, how they can make Tulare a better place to live. So it's always nice. Several of them are interested in running for city council. Others are going to serve on boards. They're going to continue volunteering for philanthropic projects in the community. So they really up their journey to citizenship of being positive influence in the community. So it's an opportunity to watch an integration of these steps as well. And because we're talking about them every week and they're in our minds and we've internalized them into our lives, we can see them in the lives of others as they incorporate them as well, and how it changes their attitude towards their own journey and also their inclusion of others in their journey and having compassion for others. So it's a good kind of integration of the steps that we've talked about this these past 8 months. How time flies.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, very crazy.
Yeah, and this month coming up, we have so much that we're doing too, and so that's exciting as well.
Yeah, we do have a lot coming up, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing Pathway to Change, which is the workshop that the information that we share with you guys each week is from. So it's like having a year of Fearless Generations all down into 2 days. it's a really awesome workshop. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting. We're doing that on June 9th and 10th in Tulare. And so any of our listeners that can travel, please do so. Check it out on our website. And then we also have our Fearless Living Coach Retreat at the end of June. So that's really exciting, because then we get to go and spend 3 days with all of our all of the coaches in our community, as well as Rhonda Britton, our fearless leader, and it's so much fun. So much fun.
Hmm. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I always look forward to that, and it's an opportunity for us to gain new insights and new understandings around our businesses and the work that we are doing to try to take Fearless living to the universe. We want the whole planet to, not just the, you know, not really the whole universe, but our planet, and be able to help people to have the same experiences that you're having with these concepts and strategies, that we can better serve one another and better be true to ourselves. So it's a great opportunity, because it's a wonderful community of people who are positive and like-minded and very diverse. And so it's a great, great way to practice our intentions of inclusion and connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, really gold. Really, really. And so out of the 8 steps, Terry, which step do you feel like so far this year has really, really supported you?
Well, it would be hard to choose just one, but I think in my goal for this year, it's accountability, being accountable, and taking the opportunity to really try to make some changes in my in my health and my well-being, to where my confidence can increase and I can have proactive behaviors that become just a part of my way of living. And so I've been trying really hard to, my three goals are to get more sleep, because there's more and more research that shows the importance of getting 7 to 8 hours sleep a night. And they've been able to connect that with several different issues that people suffer from. And that by not getting enough sleep, you actually decrease your longevity and your potential for living a healthy life. So I've been working on that. And I joke with my mom, my 94-year-old mom, frequently about how I can do so good, you know, and they say you only have to do something for 30 days and it becomes a habit. Well, I just can break that habit like in one day, you know. So it's like it's a continual commitment to be accountable to that that goal, as well as eating better. I've been trying to avoid sugar and to exercise, walking. I've been committed to walking and to be accountable to doing that. So those are the three things that I've been really working with and that are a challenge for me, and to stay committed to and to be accountable to daily practice. So that's, I'm still practicing, and it's a goal for me to do that. So that's the one I would say. Some of the steps I really feel I've internalized to a point where I don't even think about them anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just have a willingness to do the best I can do. And I've surrendered my life to my higher power and to what's happening. And so accountable is the one that I think I'm working on. How about you?
Yeah, I think surrender is a really big one for me. Because I feel like I'm pretty good with, you know, my awareness and my willingness, and, you know, really checking in and getting connected to what it is that I want. I ask myself a lot of questions, you know, to really get clear on that a lot. And I think accountable probably is one too, because I find myself, I'm the type of person that thinks about something for a really long time before I do it. And if I don't have someone hold, you know, helping me stay accountable, then I can get stuck in that mode. So I think accountable probably is one that supports me as well. But surrender is always one that is big for me, because I like to pretend that I have some type of control over my life, or I can get overwhelmed in trying to maintain some type of control in my life, which, you know, isn't really possible. So surrender is a big one, surrendering to my process and allowing it to be what it is going to be, and surrendering to my higher power and knowing that and trusting that, all will be for my good. Regardless of what happens, it's all for my good. Because sometimes I find myself struggling in that space. And I think that's kind of a new awareness, is that because of certain things that have happened throughout my life, that surrendering to my higher power has been somewhat of a struggle for me lately. Because I'm like, I don't know if I really like this path that I'm on all the time. But just knowing that when things happen that I don't necessarily like, they're still for my good. There's a lesson I can learn. The growth is needed. And someday possibly I'll understand why. But yeah, that surrender is definitely a big one for me. I absolutely love possibilities, though. The month of possibilities is always fun. I always do fun things. And it just happens that way. So, but I'm excited going forward, because our next step is intention. And I think that is a great place for me to start going forward in and really getting clear on what it is that my intentions are. And not my big overall intentions, but specific intentions that I can set for myself for short-term situations, but also, you know, daily intentions that I can really just become more mindful and intentional in my daily life, daily choices.
Yeah, that's a really good, you know, we've been doing this work for a good period of time, and intentions is always something I feel like I can go deeper and have a more clear understanding, to have intentions that really motivate me and are at the core of what it is I want to accomplish in my life. By learning how to set specific intentions, you know, both overarching and, you know, daily or even moment by moment, having those intentions clearly guide me and help me to make decisions on what I do, what I say, how I feel, the choices that I make. You know, I think our intentions can really guide us, and it takes practice to have intentions that are meaningful and that have that kind of impact on your ability to make good choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think all of the steps, they, one leads to the other, but they don't have to. You can just, you know, you can start with one and then they all kind of come into play. But I really love the next, we have four more intentions or four more steps, which is crazy. And then our year starts over again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, four more steps. And then I think the four next steps are huge. You know, I mean, we have intention and then trusting. Trusting is my essential nature, so trusting's always big for me and something that I'm practicing on a daily basis. And then we have passion and love. So, you know, it's just like revving up for the, you know, the big ones of, that's kind of where I live my life and that's where I want to live my life. Is leading to the next four steps. And so it's really exciting stuff. I feel like my family is in this place where we're starting to, you know, get into an exciting time. You know, it's the end of the school year. Everybody's excited and we're going into summer. The next year is big for really everybody in school. Like my son's going into high school. My daughter's going into junior high. My other daughter is, you know, kind of in she's going to be in the, I don't know, the upper level of elementary school. So she gets to start doing really fun things, like she's going to start orchestra and she can start doing sports at school. And so she's really excited for that. And so it just feels like everybody is just kind of up leveling in their life. And we're definitely up leveling with our business. And so it's just really exciting to be going into this time and to be going in with these steps that are behind us and these ones that are in front of us. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, like you said, that you don't have to do them in order, but it's kind of like these first eight kind of guide us up to these last four, but also they just become like a cycle or you know, you can just kind of bounce around and they all lead to, you know, building this capacity to love yourself and love one another, you know, and they really work together in a like synergistically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to doing it again with another set of goals, or maybe I'll keep the same one.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think
I feel like
really,
yeah, it just definitely builds. I was gonna say, yeah, I feel like it definitely builds from, you know, every time we go through these, I get a better understanding of the steps, how they support me, and how I can use them in my movement forward. And then it does become easier to kind of bounce around and use the ones that I need in the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, our time is up, and I just want to thank you for sharing, and we'll look forward to next month. You'll be leading the talks, and we'll be talking about intention, so I'm excited. So you have
a
great week, and everyone have a great week, and be fearless, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Good night.
Be fearless, everybody.